and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And this time of year can be really fun and really joyful if you have someone to share it with. So for people without families and close friends of their own, the holiday season can actually be quite a painful time. And while there's so much music and laughter and parties and events and vacations going on around us, it's really easy to overlook and forget those who may be feeling quite alone and suffering in silence. So I read something really interesting this week. In Great Britain, they have actually declared that loneliness is a serious public health issue and that it deserves their national attention. And researchers there have found that loneliness is actually linked to physical illness. And it's because when you feel lonely, that actually increases the release of cortisol in your brain, which is a stress hormone, and it can raise your blood pressure and decrease blood flow to vital organs and decrease the production of white blood cells, which really impairs your immune system. And they've actually found that feelings of loneliness are predictors of early death, even more so than obesity. So based on this research, they have declared that human interaction is a basic human need right along with eating and sleeping. And neuroscientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology found that when mice, who are actually quite similar genetically to humans, they found that when mice are isolated, their brains develop feelings of loneliness and depression. But when they put the mice with other mice, after just 24 hours, the regions of their brain that regulated those feelings of loneliness and depression actually become inactive. After just one day, they can reverse these feelings of loneliness. And there really is so much power in human connection. So if you're thinking at this time of year, if you're planning on hosting a holiday gathering, maybe instead of just your close family and friends, think about people in your area who might not have a place to go or people to share a meal with. And if you're unable to host them at your home, maybe there's a different way that you could go and visit them or serve them. In college, I was actually a part of a group called Adopt a Grandparent. And I would go with some friends every week to visit some residents of a retirement home that was nearby campus. And from my observations, the residents there actually got a lot of visitors. They got a lot of carolers and singers on a regular basis that they really did enjoy. But what they really wanted and needed was for someone to ask them how they were doing and to actually sit there and listen to them. To even just take a few minutes to go and check up on them and make them feel valued and human. And I really encourage you, especially at this time of year, but definitely all throughout the year, to think of different ways that you and your family or friends can help someone not to feel so alone this year, because the Savior Jesus Christ is, of course, always with us. But he wants us to be his hands on the earth, to show people that they're not forgotten and that they really do matter. So for ideas on how to serve in your area, you can visit giveback.lds.org or check out some of the great videos, podcasts, and blog posts on mormonchannel.org for other ideas on being a good friend to those around you. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson, who is always so good at being aware of the lonely people of the world, of the one person in his area who just needs a friend and needs a visit. And he said, quote, "The sick, the weary, the hungry, the cold, the injured, the lonely, the aged, the wanderer, they all cry out for our help. We are here to help people, especially if we're blessed with family and friends, and if we're blessed to not have these lonely feelings. We are here to be instruments in God's hands to reach out and touch the life of someone who the Lord would visit and reach out to and comfort if he were here. That's our responsibility, and that's how we can really show God that we love him." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints